Are you ready for a cashless world? Are you ready for where cash is non-existent, where assets no longer can be found or bought or traded or any of that? This is an article by Sam Hazelby on Eon. I recently found myself facing a vending machine in a quiet corridor of the Delft University of Technology in the Netherlands. I was due to speak at a conference called Reinvent Money. But suffering from jet lag and exhaustion, I was on search for Coca-Cola. The vending machine had a small digital interface built by a Dutch company called Payter. Printed on it was a sentence, "Contactless payment only." How many of us have seen this contactless payment stuff? It's nonsense. I touched down my bank card, but rather than dispensing Coke, it beeped a message, "Card invalid." You know, this actually happened just yesterday. We were at USPS, and I was using one of those little self-kiosk machines to where you can ship a package or something like that. And three or four times after I inserted the card and took it back, it beeped a message, said it was invalid. Same instance here. How many times has this happened to people all over the country? It's not an answer. This system they want is not an answer. But we're getting it anyways. Just stick with me. This author goes through some of the reasons as to why we're going to get it anyways. Not all cards are created equal, even if you can get one, and not everyone can. In the economist's imagining of an idealized free market, rational individuals enter into monetary exchange contracts with each other for their mutual benefit. One party, called the buyer, passes money tokens to another party, called the seller, who in turn gives real goods or services. So here I am, the tired individual, rationally seeking sugar. The market is before me, fizzy drinks stacked on a shelf, presided over by a vending machine acting on behalf of the cola seller. It's an obedient mechanical apparatus that is supposed to abide by a simple market contract. If you give money to my owner, I will give you a Coke. So why didn't the machine work? This is market failure. To understand this failure, we must understand that we live with two modes of money. Cash is the name given to our system of physical tokens that are manually passed on to complete transactions. And of course, we can break that down even further into physical assets like gold and silver. And of course, cash is, well, there's a disconnect in there. But anyways, cash is the name given to our system of physical tokens that are manually passed on to complete transactions. This first mode of money is made public. We might call it state money. Indeed, we experience cash like a public utility. That is, it's just there, like other public utilities. It might feel grungy and unsexy with inefficiencies and avenues for corruption, but it is in principle open access. It can be passed directly by the richest of society to the poorest of society or vice versa. Alongside this, we have a separate system of digital fiat money, in which our money tokens take the form of data objects, recorded on a database by an authority, a bank, granted power to keep score of them or us. We refer to this as our bank account, and rather than physically transporting this money, we move it by sending messages to our banks, for example, via mobile phones or the internet, asking them to edit the data. Money moves to your landlord if your two respective banks can agree to edit your accounts, reducing your score and increasing your landlord's score. Well, here's a problem. Money is not meant to be a score, like a scorecard. It's not meant to be a credit. Money is meant to be a physical asset. But now, with all this technology, we're witnessing the rise of this data bank. And that's hard to imagine for a lot of people because literally a physical number that's on a computer screen, it's not really a physical number, it's a digital number on a computer screen, is now what you own, your assets. But that can be manipulated by just about anybody who was in the banking system. That's ridiculous. The second mode of money is essentially private. Here's where it gets interesting. Running off an infrastructure collectively controlled by profit-seeking commercial banks and a host of private payment intermediaries like Visa and MasterCard that work with them. The data inscriptions in your bank account are not state money. So the cash which is considered state money, is actually not in your bank account at all. The data inscriptions in your bank account are not state money. Rather than your bank account records, private promises issued to you by your bank. It is just a promise. Well, you need that much money? Okay, we'll give you that much money. Now, of course, typically, they keep their promises. But as we've seen lately, a lot of banks are restricting on how much they're willing to give you of your own promises, of your own data back, or how much of your own cash that you've put into this bank as a promise. The ATM network is the main way by which you convert these private bank promises or deposits into the state cash that has been promised to you, the digital payments system. On the other hand, is a way to transfer or reassign those bank promises between ourselves. What a wonderful world. Not really. This dual system allows us the option to use private digital bank money when buying pizza at a restaurant, but when we can always resort to public state money drawn out of an ATM if the proprietor's debt card system crashes, this choice seems fair. At different times, we might find it either form more or less useful. As you read this, though, architects of a cashless society are working to remove the option of resorting to state cash. They wish to completely privatize the movement of money tokens, pushing banks and private payments intermediaries between all interactions of buyers and sellers. The cashless society, which more accurately should be called the bank payments society, is often presented as an inevitability, an outcome of natural progress. This claim is either naive or disingenuous. Any future cashless bank payment society will be the outcome of a deliberate war on cash waged by an alliance of three elite groups with deep interests in selling it emerge. The first is the banking industry, which controls the core digital fiat money system that our public system of cash currently competes with. It irritates banks that people do indeed act upon their right to convert their bank deposits into state money. It forces them to keep the ATM network running. The cashless society, in their eyes, is a utopia where money cannot leave or even exist outside the banking system, but can only be transferred from bank to bank. So your physical assets can never be given back to you in a cashless society. They can only be transferred from bank to bank. The second is the private payments industry, like the likes of MasterCard, that profits from running the infrastructure that services the bank system, streamlining the process via which the transfer digital money between bank accounts. They have self-serving reasons to push for the removal of the cash option. Cash transactions are peer-to-peer, requiring no intermediary, and are thus transactions that Visa cannot skim a cutoff of. The third, perhaps ironically, is the state, the quasi-state entities such as central banks. They are united with the financial industry in forcing everyone to buy into this privatized bank payments society or cashless society for reasons of monitoring and control. The bank money system forms a panopticon that enables, in theory, all transactions to be recorded, watched, and analyzed, good or bad. Furthermore, cash's offline nature means it cannot be remotely altered or frozen. This hampers central banks in implementing innovative monetary policies, such as setting negative interest rates that slowly edit away bank deposits in order to coerce people into spending. What a terrible world is coming. But a cashless society is at our doorsteps. They keep pushing. And very, very soon this is going to happen. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. Make sure you become an unlimited member. That way you get the latest exclusives that we produce bi-weekly. I want to thank you again for watching and listening. God bless and carry on. Thank you.